Mishnah Aleph. A lot of times, when you walk up to a doorway, there's like a shtickle covering over the doorway, which is very practical. You can close your umbrella without getting soaked. It makes the doorway look nice. In our Mishnah, we have what the Mishnah calls a ziz. A ziz is like this little ledge. It may be made out of wood. Could be it's made out of stone. It's on top of the doorway. And like many awnings, it comes out and then it drops down a little bit, like an L shape. Zok the Mishnah, if you have Tumas Mace underneath it and your door is open, your house is going to be Tumme. Has this ledge, which comes out of the wall on top of your doorway, and should there be Tumas Mace underneath it, maybe as a Tumme, it'll bring Tumme into the house, Kalshu, even if this is doesn't come out of the wall by a tefach. Even if it's less than a tefach, why? We kept saying till now again and again and again that you have to have a tefach. And the answer is, because this is part of the doorway, either it protects you. When you reach the doorway, you can put down your bags and reach for your key without getting soaked. For whatever reason, people have a covering over their doorway. Or push it, it's the niceness of the doorway. Either way, because it's part of the doorway, it becomes part of the door. And you don't need a tefach over here. It's as if it has a Pesach tefach. Actually, says the Bat Tanura, because it has this L shape, comes up first flat and then turns downwards, we consider it as if it comes all the way down to the ground. And it's mamish part of the doorway. A lot of different mahalchim over here to try to explain what the Bat Tanura means by this. But that's what the Bat Tanura says. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hagizra v'hagavlis. These are different types of overhangs, and they're different. The ziz doesn't have to be a tefach, but hagizra v'hagavlis b'paseach tefach. That would only be an oil if it has a tefach by a tefach. So what's a gizra and what's a gavlis? Gizra, the Mishnah explains what the difference is between a ziz and a gizra is. We'll soon see what a gavlis is. But first, let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Ezel haziz, what's called a ziz? Where even if it's less than a tefach, it'll bring tumah into the house, where we say it's mamish part of the doorway. That's shaponav lemata. We said it's an L shape. So it comes out of the wall, and then it turns downwards. Via gizra. And what's a gizra? Which would have to have a tefach by a tefach to bring tumah into the house? That's Shepanel Lamaila. It's also an L shape. But it comes out of the wall and then turns up, not down. If it turns down, it's very clear this is for the doorway. It's to protect you. It's nice. If it turns up, it's a shelf. I don't know, maybe you put flower pots there, right? But it doesn't become part of the doorway. It's not automatically connected to the door. So unless it has a tefach by a tefach, it won't bring any tumah to the house. Okay, but you never told me what gavlis is. So gavlis is this ledge that comes out of the wall over the doorway, and it's shaped like the top of a ches, let's say. It doesn't have poles coming down on both sides, just the top. Straight on top, and on the two sides, it curves downwards. Here, too, you'd have to have a tefach by a tefach. Now, really, if it curves downwards, it looks more like it's part of the doorway. But still, the Mefarshim explain, because in the middle it's just plain flat and there's nothing, it's also more like a shelf as opposed to being part of the door. It's only the ziz that comes out and then turns down along its whole width. This is mamish like to protect the person coming into the doorway and therefore becomes part of the doorway. But we still have to understand the halacha of the ziz more. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ubameh, in what way, Amru, did Chazal say that a ziz may be a satuma, that a ziz which comes out on top of the doorway and does turn downwards along its whole width. When do we say kol shehu? But even if it doesn't have a tefach by a tefach, dafka b'ziz shu gvoyim in a pesach, it's a ziz that's above the doorway, no more than shloisha nidbachin. Nidbachin means rows of bricks. So it can't be any more than three rows of bricks above the doorway. Shehem shnayim aser tefach. That would be the same as 12 tefachim, 12 tefachs, because every nidvach is high 4 tefachim. Yasser mikan, if the ziz is higher than 12 tefachim off the doorway, on top of the doorway, even if it's shaped like a ziz, which is an L shape downwards, it will only bring tumma into the house, maybe as a tumma bepeseach tefach, if it does have a tefach by a tefach. If it's higher than 12 tefachim off the doorway, off the top of the doorway, it's no longer connected to the doorway. So it has to be an oil on its own. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Ho atarais. Atara means a crown. But sometimes you have like a dome-like effect over a doorway, like the side of the letter C. A rounded dome-like kind of effect. A little bit like a crown. Vapituchim. So pituchim are like designs that are made out of stone over the doorway. It's made for niceness. And sometimes it mamish comes out over the doorway by a tefach or more. So Zakta Mishnah, both the Ataris and the Pituchim, Mevi'in es Tuma, would bring Tuma into the house, but only b'paseach tefach, only if you have a tefach by a tefach. Because they're not so much made for the doorway, it's made to decorate the house. So it's very nice, but it's not considered like the doorway is continuing on. It would have to have its own tefach by a tefach if it were to bring Tuma into the house. So, chazing over our Mishnah here, Perig Yudalad Mishnah Aleph. If you have a ledge that comes out of the wall over a doorway, but it comes in like the letter L, meaning to say, comes out a little bit, then turns downwards. And there's tumma underneath it, it's going to bring tumma into the house, even if it only comes out of the wall a little, even if it's not the width of a tefach, because it connects with the doorway, it's like part of the doorway. Tumma under this is like tumma underneath the doorway, and that brings tumma into the house. But dafka, if it's not 12 tefachim over the doorway. From 12 tefachim and on over the doorway, it's no longer part of the doorway. But it has to dafka be this shape of the ziz. If it comes out and points upwards, or even if it's curved on the sides coming down, but it's flat across the whole width of the doorway, there it would need a tefach. Same is true for a design, a nice design, called an atara, or engraved stones. All of that is to make the house look nice. It's not connected to the doorway. So unless it protrudes a tefach, it won't bring tum into the house. That's the Bat Tanura's pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam has a different pshat. And you can take a look over here at the Mefarshim in the Mishnayis. Ten lechacham v'yechkam oid the pasuk says.